Word on the street there, Matty Couch.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, buddy.
How are y'all?
How are you?
I've been in training. I feel extremely trained.
He says I'm not, but I am willing to learn. What
training
are we talking about?
For what?
Potty.
Just learning about our listeners, how to better serve them.
That's good to know.
Well, Matt's been doing a lot of adult diaper commercials lately, so he this is good. I'm glad the potty thing is working out for you, buddy. We've all been counting on you. I knew you could do it. So, okay, moving on. What's going on, buddy? We've been talking about the Brooks Robinson get together this weekend at Lamar Porter Field. Big deal. That'll be fun.
That's it. Saturday at Lamar Porter, and they will be. It's fundraising to keep Lamar Porter bright and shiny and renewed. To hopefully continue serving the community for the next 100 years. It's $10 a person. That includes ballpark food, popcorn, hot dogs, photo ops with Brooks. 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's extremely family-friendly, so we invite everybody to come on out. We'll be out there. Come see us.
What else is going on?
Well, we kicked off Wednesday the show with no name Natural State Tour, the 2013 Natural State Tour at Magic Springs. The guy's really getting out there. But moving on, the next 4 weeks, we're going to be at Morro Bay State Park, which is near Warren, the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View, Mount Magazine State Park in Paris, and Village Creek State Park in Wynn. So that'll be over the next 5 weeks, again, with the show with no name. This Friday, they're going to be at Middleton Heat and Air. And then, like you said, on Saturday, we'll be out there at Lamar Porter Field, the Lamar Porter Complex, for the Welcome Home for Brooks Robinson. Next Monday, it's Buzz Night at Dickie Stevens Park, so come on out, join us. Some of the Buzz folks and the Cupid's Buzz Babe team will be on hand, so come out and shake hands. Just hands, Tyler. Tyler's an honorary Matt today. I don't want to get confused, so he's Matt 3. And then next week, we're actually kicking off our Budweiser Red, White, and Blue Summer promotion along with the folks at Budweiser and the Arkansas Travelers, where for the next 2 weeks on The Zone, we're going to play the Red, White, and who? Sounder. When you hear the sounder, we're also going to give a clue. And if you can correctly identify the American Patriot, the important figure in American history, you're going to win not only a pair of tickets to Budweiser Military Night Friday, June 28th, but also you're going to get an awesome Budweiser cooler. We just got them in-house yesterday. They're very, very cool. And you're going to have a chance to win a Budweiser refrigerator. So you'll never be without cold beer anywhere you go.
Beverages.
Home,
yes,
road, beverages.
It's pretty much anything you want to keep cold, you can keep in there.
Anything. Matt can keep bodies or whatever it is he puts in coolers. Tyler can keep water since he's underage.
Gatorade.
Actually, he keeps them at a perfect temperature, actually, of 98.6. He just, he's got to, keeps them in a, anyway. Scare me. You scare me, Matty T. I have a question here from Matt who says, another Matt. I have a Robinson jersey. Will Brooks be signing, and if so, how much?
My understanding is,
will he sign what you ask him, or would you have to sign something he has?
I think within reason, what you ask him, yes, he'll sign. I just again saw Matty T's eyes just light up when you said sign anything.
Yeah, Matt Travis is like, hey, I have a corpse I'd like you to sign, Mr. Robinson.
Hey, I got a back. You want to sign it? but he'll be signing things, photo ops, autograph session. Now, I don't know specifically what time he'll be actually signing things. The details I have say 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., so I would assume sometime in that time. But again, for complete details, you can go to 1037thebuzz.com. And see, you know, what all is going on. There's links back to the Lamar Porter website where you can get details not only on what's going on Saturday, but as the complex and the rejuvenation project as a whole.
Who is going from our staff? Do you know?
Probably the person answering this question. I'll be out there.
If I sent a, I'm actually tied up, literally going to be tied up this weekend, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
So if I got you a photo, would you mind taking it over there and getting it signed for me?
Yeah.
I have a great picture of Paul Eales interviewing Brooks Robinson, and I want to get Brooks to sign it.
Where did you get that?
That's very cool.
It was a Lamar Porter Field like we were talking about. It was several years ago. It was probably 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, I have a book about him that I've...
You think you're better than me?
No. I mean, when I was 8 years old, there was a
I saw that sit on your table.
Yeah.
I thought you got it for, like, researching an interview or something.
No, I had that book.
Is that hilarious?
Yeah, it's a kid's book, and it's the Brooks Robinson story.
It's called The Vacuum.
But, I would love for him to sign that. So I'm gonna try.
That was an incredible one-up. Not only – Justin just has one sheet. You have an entire book.
That's, all right, sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Nice work, Randy.
Just been Jeff Allen.
That was impressive.
It happens.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Want to bring it by, I'll see if I can get that autograph too, but that's where I'm drawing the line.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
If it gets lost, though, I'm not responsible.
Right. Okay. Your picture, your book, Matt Travis is back. Anything else that we need to get autographed, we'll happily take care of for you.
Matt, don't bring any bodies. I'd like to get Jason Peters' Camaro autographed if he will slow down for a moment and quit drag racing in Louisiana. Can we do that?
I've not heard about this.
You didn't hear about it?
No.
Jason Peters got arrested last night or two nights ago, maybe, for drag racing in his Camaro down in Louisiana. Then he ran from the cops at over 100 miles an hour. And
that's
he got
always a smart choice. I'm going to say it was 1 a.m.
Oh, you're way off.
No, you're way off.
What, 4:45?
Yes, Matt. We all know that nothing good happens after 4:30 in the morning. If you haven't gotten the job done at 4:30, you need to go home. Call a cab, you big silly man, you.
Wow.
He's, yeah.
Was he starting the day or ending his night? I'm assuming ending the night.
I don't think you drag race at the beginning.
you don't know me, my man.
The shank of the evening.
I'll tell you what. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt for a moment.
Sure.
And let's pretend that he got up at 4:30 for an early morning workout.
An early morning
drag race. In order to get that heart racing, he downed an entire pot of coffee.
Sure.
And he was so fired up that he just hit the gas a little too heavy.
Right.
When he was pulling out of his condo in Louisiana. And it happens. I could buy that.
He does more drag racing before most people wake up.
You know? Yeah. You are the one with the hard candy shell. I heard you. I saw you working there. It's unfortunate you couldn't pull that off.
He does
more drag racing before breakfast than most people do in a lifetime.
Kind of trailed off there.
I got you working there. Did I hear a niner in there, Big Baby? You good there?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounded like epilepsy. I mean, I don't mean to quote Talladega Nights, but you sound a little confused there. You all right?
It could have been serious.
Well, it could have, but it's not, so you're fine. All right. Matty, see anything else?
That's what I got up.
Could you,
where are you, by the way?
Take time away from your potty training for birthday trivia.
Absolutely.
Grand. We are at the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History.
Hence the audio we've been playing.
Right. I've been in training, Matthew.
Oh, the last 20
training
minutes?
Training to listen, apparently.
The last 2 hours.
Oh.
Matt,
gentlemen.
See, how many players can we have?
We got Nard Dog.
Oh, wow. What a great name.
Nard.
I like it.
Of course you do.
I'll bet.
Napoleon. Matt T. Can we have four players?
We have four phone lines.
Okay, well, let's have four phone lines. I mean, you'd think the program director would know that by now. Matt C., Matt T. We'll let Tyler play since he's there. And Randall Dixon of our staff is going to be joining us, too. So we'll have four players. And what are we playing for today, Matt Couch, since you're in charge of all
the
pricing stuff?
Today we will play for lunch at Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes, and two tickets to Saturday night Lamar Porter Field to meet and greet with Brooks Robinson.
Well, let that be a lesson to everyone. No matter what you do to your body, sweet potato fries always make it better.
Absolutely.
Okay, Adam's going to be with Matty C. Matty T is going to be with Robert. Sean, you are going to be represented by Tyler, the intern, and JD will be represented by RD. So here we go. Can I have a little cue up the music?
Yeah, I'll get that here in a little bit.
I've got who's playing with who, so don't worry about that. So you just give me some birthday music, and I will get to work over here. Oh, that's a spirit. Sounds like the Beatles to me.
There we go.
The log jam at the top of the U.S. Open leaderboard. Log jam full of international infidels. It's the U.S. Open. Go back to South Africa. Tim Clark, top of the board. Okay, here we go. All right, you know how this is played, Randy. I will describe someone to you. First one to jump in with the answer gets to answer.
Yeah, I listen to this every day.
You love birthday trivia.
Well, I like to listen to it. The pressure's on, though.
Randy gets...
I have to actually play this.
Randy gets highly irritated when he cannot get through for birthday trivia.
Now, for those not familiar, Justin, the bingo, what is it? It's worth what? Three?
Two?
And then if you get it right, 1 point.
Right.
First one to five.
If you're closest, you get a point. If you get it right on, you get two, and then we'll guess the age.
Okay.
Well, that is for the age. The name is worth a point, too.
Yeah. Nice.
This actor and comedian has appeared in a number of marginal movies. It was also on a very successful television show called Home Improvement.
Tim Allen.
We'll call that a tie. Randy, age before beauty. How old is Tim Allen?
He is 52.
No, Matty T.
57.
Matty C, I mean, sorry, yes, good. That is, no.
He is 58 years old.
No. Tyler.
56.
He's 60.
Oh, ooh. Dang.
Matt,
Point couch.
Yes. Okay.
Road to victory, Adam.
I only expect one person to get this right, and he is sitting close to me. His name is Randy Dixon. He actually introduced me to this particular movie that this man starred in. It was a long
Caligula.
It was a long day several years ago, Randy. I had never seen A Clockwork Orange until I saw it with you.
Oh,
Malcolm
McDowell.
This
gentleman was a star of the show. He's also been on a number of great TV shows. I think great, good TV shows. He's on Franklin and Bash, or at least had been. I don't know if he's coming back for this season.
Oh, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Malcolm McDowell.
That is correct, Randy.
I already said that.
Oh, sorry, Matt. Z, point for you.
Oh, man.
How old is Malcolm McDowell, Matt Couch?
Malcolm McDowell is a youthful 71.
Chop. No. Matty T.
70.
He is 70. Bingo bango. Very good. Okay, next up. These twins are BIMs, and they are marginal actors. Services.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Very good, Tyler.
Yes.
This guy's got an encyclopedic knowledge of BIMs.
Yes.
How old, Matt Travis, are the two young Olsons, or the two Olsons, period?
Oh, this will make you feel old. They're actually 26 years old today.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Randall? I mean, Tyler? Tyler?
28.
No.
25.
No.
24.
27. No point awarded.
Ooh.
Next up, she is an actress who was part of the Brat Pack. She was on...
Molly Ringwald.
She has been in a number of movies, including...
Ashley Sheedy.
You're in the ballpark. That is an incorrect
Demi Moore.
Name.
The fact
Allie
that he Sheedy. Rattles these off.
Allie Sheedy. Sheedy.
I said it first.
Sorry. You said Ashley.
I said Allie, though,
what the
then.
Mess.
Right before.
Fine.
She was in Short Circuit.
She was in Short Circuit. Of course you know that. No disassemble number five. No disassemble number five. Tyler, how old is Allie Sheedy? I know you have no idea who that is.
50.
Okay. No. Randy?
43.
No. Maddie Couch?
42.
T?
41.
She is 51 years of age.
Wow.
Today. Yeah, that's
wow.
Right. Who got
point,
that?
Point Nard Dog.
Point Nard Dog.
Who's Nard Dog?
Tyler Renard.
Tyler Renard.
That's the stupidest ever. We're going to work on that. You know what? I'm going to be back this afternoon. I want a better nickname for you by the time I get back. And last but not least, former Central High Tiger.
Joe Johnson.
Current... Detroit Tiger.
Drew Smiley.
Drew gentlemen, he is Drew Smiley. Who got that?
I got that. I got
we'll call
that.
Call it a tie.
Right, Tyler got it.
I choose. It's a tie. Randy, how old is Drew Smiley today? Current baseball pitcher for the Detroit Tigers from Little Rock Central.
I have no idea. 28.
No. Not bad. Matt Couch.
26.
No. 92.
28.
No. Tyler. Sorry. Nard Dog.
24.
Bingo bango. That puts you in a tie. With Matt Travis at 4 apiece. So we have a tiebreaker question? No, we don't. We'll just go ahead and award both of those folks. Booyah!
Hey, everybody.
Burger, fries, and chips. Because that's who's presenting, of course, our fine.
Nard Dog.
Competition today. Nard Dog. Good tie. Good tie in there, Nard Dog.
I choked there, didn't I?
You,
I got nothing.
Gotta be honest, you really sucked.
Yeah, I'm much better just listening.
With all due respect, that is one part of oral history we will not be archiving.
No.
Oh, and let's go back to 2013 when Randy Dixon really blew chunks all over himself on birthday trivia. What a great day that was.
Mm-hmm.
You know if that's the worst thing I can say about you? And it is. You're in pretty good shape.
Well, thank you.
Who am I to judge? Actually, I'm very judgmental.
Quite qualified.
Thank you very much. It is 12:28. I have no idea what we're going to do in the final 30 minutes. I can't wait to find out, and I know you can't either. So stay tuned to The Zone, and especially right now because I'm about to tell you about Landers Chevrolet. You know, Landers Chevrolet is a great place to buy a Chevrolet Camaro, which you can then drive to Louisiana and drag race against Jason Peters in. He would love it. He'd look forward to the challenge. Actually, they have a deal on Camaros as well. Take $4,000 off all new Camaros. They have over 20 available. At least they did it last check. $4,000 off all Equinox in stock. Not a great drag racing vehicle,
right,
mind you. That's also through the end of the month. Over 50 available. No, yes, I would love to have you stick around, Matty C, if you can.
Sure.
As always, you can check them out online at LandersChevrolet.com, and for all their inventory and pricing, that's the place to be. Or you can just go down to the lot, exit 121 in Benton, Arkansas. It's just a short drive, even from right here in Fayetteville. It's worth the trip, I promise you, to Benton, Arkansas to get the deal of the century. Get down there and see the all-new Landers Chevrolet. I mean, they have been number one for 19 years. There's a reason why, because they treat you great, and they have great selection and great prices. It's the all-new Landers Chevrolet, best place to buy a car, truck, or SUV for the last 19 years. Go find out why right now. No, now, like literally now. What are you waiting for? Go. We'll be back. I used to be the same way when I decided to straighten up. I finally was a little too late. No.